Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Not such a great day for what they have called, actually it's Daniel Henninger who has created the designation, the incredible shrinking Biden. As the days go on and President Biden announces great triumph this morning, there's also all kinds of conversation about how he has mishandled, I mean horribly mishandled, this entire Build Back Better bill and the discussion about it and the impact of the economy and all of it as he's getting ready to jet off to Glasgow to fix the economy. He says he won't arrive in Scotland empty-handed. So what exactly is he going to bring them? Is he going to bring some reassurance to the entire world that is nervous because of what the head of the American military, and the head of the American military, yes, of course, technically the commander-in-chief is Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., but the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is General Mark Milley, and in his basic take on what has just happened with the hypersonic around-the-world orbiting missile that China has made a breakthrough with is that it represents a Sputnik moment. That means a shake-up of all of U.S. security. Do we need now more attention to actually continuing some of what President Trump did, which is spending more on military, revising our nuclear deterrent, and making sure we aren't overwhelmed both politically and culturally and in terms of diplomacy by Chinese power and the growth of their military? We'll be speaking about that with Gordon Chang, who knows about as much about what is going on in China and in China-U.S. relations as anybody does. And then there's also the idea of a new docudrama about that great American hero, Colin Kaepernick. Does he fit in at all with some of the political issues that are pending right now about how we teach critical race theory? A declaration from the Biden administration, there's nowhere in the country that people are learning critical race theory. A number of conservative sources have jumped forward and says that's simply not true. By the way, I picked up a book recently. It's a terrific book, just really, really great. And it's a book that my wife and I wrote together almost a quarter century ago. And at that time, there was already a great deal of teaching about, in effect, critical race theory and about American guilt and trying to tear down the entire American inheritance. We will talk about that also on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, President Biden, in his speech this morning, had this to say about basically his commitment to capitalism and relating it to the talk about the tax system, which is now going wild in Washington, D.C., as the Democrats are trying to restructure everything about the way we pay taxes and how much taxes we pay. Here is the President of the United States.
As I said before, these plans are fiscally responsible. They are fully paid for. They don't add a single penny to the deficit. They don't raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. In fact, they reduce the deficit. Here's how. I don't want to punish anyone's success. I'm a capitalist. I want everyone to be able to, if they want to be a millionaire or a billionaire, to be able to seek their goal. But all I'm asking is, pay your fair share. Pay your fair share. Pay your fair share. And right now, many of them are paying virtually nothing.
Oh, groovy, smashing. Yay, capitalism.
Okay, the idea that people are actually paying virtually nothing, and many of them are paying virtually nothing, is simply not true. We've talked about this a great deal. Do people who run corporations pay 35-40% as some Democrats want them to do? The original goal of the whole restructure, Build Back Better, was to raise the top tax rate to 39.6%. There's nobody in America who wants anybody else, I don't think, to pay that much money. And there'd be actually a lot of people, if people, they went forward with the kind of tax changes they are talking about in states like New Jersey, where there's an election coming up, or states like California or Hawaii, that people would be paying well over 50% if you count their. And that's why, by the way, the one tax cut that appears to be favored by most of the Democrats is a tax cut for the people who live in the highest tax states, states like Oregon. States like California, New York, New Jersey, those states have very high state income taxes. And if you have what they called a SALT, which stands for state and local tax breaks that go to people who pay a lot of money in state and local tax, first of all, it helps people who are already paying a lot of taxes, but only helps those who are paying a lot of taxes in the federal basis, but also paying a lot in the state and local basis. So in other words, it's a subsidy from states like Washington State, which thank God still doesn't have a state income tax, to subsidize people whose states do burden them with a state income tax. It's basically trying to encourage all of the states across the country to raise a statewide tax. It makes no sense at all. And it's, of course, something that is almost exclusively supported by Democrats, which means in a closely divided Congress. And this is what is most astonishing. With all of this talk about how they're doing this and the way things are going and the backward and the forward, the fact that Joe Biden, who has worked a great deal, really, really a great deal. I mean, he's worked a lifetime. Well, not quite. A half a lifetime, anyway. But he's worked a great, great deal to basically figure out how this Senate of the United States and the House of the United States actually work. That was one of the reasons people voted for him. And one of the things he doesn't seem to have internalized, at least, is that it was set up by the founders, that it's not supposed to be one-party rule. Of course, it's not supposed to have parties anyway. The founders didn't even like the idea of parties. But the notion that you should be able to simply have people go through without participation by Republicans, they're actually now, they featured in the New York Times today, a piece about John Cornyn, one of the leaders of the Republican caucus in the U.S. Senate. And he's wondering, with all the experience we have in working out budgets and dealing with all this, why aren't we included at all? And this is a point that is very important. It's a point that I was talking about with Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College. The way this is covered by the press, which is so misleading, is that, oh, look, it's two people, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. Everything is being held up because of them. Why did they have so much power? Why did they get so much power? They didn't. It's not just two people. There are 50 members of the U.S. Senate who are Republicans. None of them. None, zero of them are supporting this entire process. They're not being included. So basically, yes, the Democrats are giving all this extra power to Sinema and Manchin. I think it's power that is being used basically in behalf of the Republic. It's being used beneficially. But they are given this power by the fact that the Democrats simply refuse to negotiate, cooperate, or combine in any way with some of the Republicans, most of whom are very reasonable in the Senate of the United States. 1-800-955-1776. When we come back, what's wrong with a fly-by-night taxation? And coming up, we'll be talking with Gordon Chang about what exactly is a Sputnik moment. It's not good. We'll get to that and more about China and the U.S. and the future of our politics coming up on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved Show, some news which is hard to explain. It's not particularly good news, but this just breaking. The Biden administration is in talks to offer immigrant families that were separated during the Trump administration around $450,000 a person in compensation, according to people familiar with the matter, as several agencies worked to resolve lawsuits filed on behalf of parents and children who say the government subjected them to lasting psychological trauma. The U.S. Justice Department and Homeland Security Department and Health and Human Services Department are considering payments that could amount to close to $1 million a family, though the final numbers could shift. The people familiar with the matter said most of the families that crossed the border illegally from Mexico to seek asylum in the U.S. included one parent and one child, the people said. Many families would likely get smaller payments depending on their circumstances, the people said. You know what's so terrible about this? Is that I think there's something that really does unite the American people. The percentage of people who believe that we ought to incentivize and encourage more illegal immigration. By the way, is there anybody out there who likes the idea of more illegal immigration? If you are, you can call us 1-800-955-1776. Nobody wants it. I mean, this is something that Republicans, and it's not that immigrants aren't welcome. Immigrants who come up, go through the process, become loyal Americans, go through the process of getting citizenship, which is not easy and should never be easy. It should be a question of choice. When you do that, you can benefit the country enormously, and immigrants do. And I don't think that we have to worry about increases of legal immigration. What we do have to worry about is increases in illegal immigration, which, of course, undercut people who are waiting their turn and people who are trying to play by the rules and not overwhelm a system that isn't working really at all right now. The whole system needs to be revised and reformed and improved. But the notion of what this does, and believe me, the news will get to El Salvador and Honduras and Guatemala and parts of Mexico and all over the world, that here are some people who tried to get into the United States without authorization, illegally, and they're cashing out $1 million a family. I mean, $400,000 per individual. You don't think that's an incentive for people to continue defying the law? You think this is going to help things get better on the border? I mean, one of the things that was sounding a little bit promising earlier was there were people in the Biden administration who were saying, well, President Biden is going to try to get to this problem at its source by meeting and making deals with leaders in the triangle countries, in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, and in Mexico, of course, where he appears to have a decent working relationship with AMLO, with Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the president of Mexico. But this, $450,000 a person in compensation for lasting psychological trauma. I'm not saying there's any justification for wanton cruelty or for damaging children, but there's every justification for trying to move toward a more secure border. Not to a more open border where people get bonuses, actually, for trying and failing to come into our country illegally. The American Civil Liberties Union, which represents families in one of these lawsuits, has identified about 5,500 children separated the border over the course of the Trump administration, citing figures provided by the government. The number of families eligible under the potential settlement is expected to be smaller, people said, as government officials aren't sure how many will come forward. Around 940 claims have so far been filed by the families. So we're talking $1 billion, right? If you're talking about $1 million and 940 claims, if all those claims that have been filed get paid off to about $1 million apiece, you're talking about $1 billion. And it's not simply when you're talking about such monstrous amounts of money as we are about the entire negotiations that are going on about the budget. Say, well, what's $1 billion here to help some of these poor kids who suffered and suffered? The problem with that is it's incentive for more. And I think that one of the things that is extremely damaging right now when we're going through this wild process of trying to fix the budget. And by the way, remember the debt ceiling? Well, that's coming up again, December 3rd. That's right. You know, we've got Halloween, then we've got the election in Virginia and the election in New Jersey. And then a month later, we have the apocalypse again, unless they do something to fix it. So these are meaningful deadlines. Daniel Henninger writes about some of the phony deadlines from the Biden administration. The Wall Street Journal also has this. It's an editorial called Fly-by-Night Taxation. And here's what they say. There's never been anything like this, and we've been around a long time. Democrats are writing tax policy for a $22 trillion economy on the fly, floating new tax increases willy-nilly with little thought to the consequences and no time for public debate. That, by the way, talking about no thought for the consequences, that's what's wrong with this payout to illegal immigrants for psychological damage. One day it's an increase in tax rates on corporations and the affluent. But wait, that doesn't have the votes. How about a carbon tax? That won't fly either. Hey, there goes Jeff Bezos. Let's tax him and 699 other billionaires. It polls well. Everyone hates billionaires. Oh, but that may be unconstitutional. We will still need the money, so let's try a 15% corporate minimum tax. They'll be sure to exempt investments in green energy and other pet project ideas. So it will have to be a minimum tax on some companies, but not others. Bring on the Gucci Gulch lobbyists, campaign checkbooks at the ready. And don't forget to cut taxes for some of the rich by restoring the state and local deduction. Though only for 2 years. Need those New York and New Jersey House votes. Then let's rush to get all of this framework agreed by Thursday. That's today. So President Biden can have something to boast about at the Global Climate Gabfest that will do nothing that matters about the climate. And that's obviously true. And it's obviously a mess. Is there a political price to pay for this mess? There clearly is if you read the polling. We'll bring you the latest and more coming up on The Medved Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are up more than 20 cents a gallon over the past month. Today's AAA station survey finds the national average for regular is right under $3.40 a gallon, a half cent higher than yesterday. Just 1 month ago, gas was under $3.20 a gallon. The Justice Department is settling with families who sued after the deadly shooting in 2015 at a South Carolina church. Families of those killed will get between $6 and $7.5 million, while those who survived will get $5 million. They sued after Dylan Roof shot and killed 9 people during a Bible study at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston. President Biden is pushing for final passage of his sweeping social spending bill. This as moderates and progressives say they're not happy with what's in the bill. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
And on the Michael Medved show, somebody has denounced one of the Democrats' many tax plans. Who knows which one we're going to get stuck with? One of the things that people like Congresswoman Madeline Dean, they are emphasizing that basically we've just got to get more IRS agents, get some some more audits, some more investigations. You know, of course, President Trump would love that. But basically go after tax cheaters, and that's how we're going to make up for all of the money that the Democrats need to fund their programs. And yes, they're not just Democrat programs, they're programs that are meant to benefit Americans, but they are all Democratic pipe dreams, and it won't happen. Joe Manchin denounced the billionaire tax as divisive. That's relatively mild. We will get to that. Let me go to a call to from Mark in Cedar Woolley, Washington. You're on the Medved Show. Hey, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well.
Mr. Medved, you're a good man through and through, and I will just take you to task gently because I love you. This is nothing more than reparations for the marginalized indigenous folks like myself. We marginalized indigenous, we all talk, and we just go where the money is, and government is going to give money, so we need to take the money. You got the voodoo-worshipping Haitians, I'm a black man, got voodoo-worshipping Haitians that crossed over, Medved, unvaccinated, and they weren't checked either. there's no COVID testing. You, when you said that, you really made me angry, because it's a foolish proposition to think that the Afghani, the Haitian, the Mexican, all of these groups crossing our borders are getting those fine vaccines that we're all mandated to get. That's my first point. The second point is...
Okay, but wait, what does that have to do with reparations, what you're talking about, this new program? I mean, I assume you disagree with the idea of paying people $450,000 per person for past treatment during the Trump administration where their families were separated. Right, I mean,
this is nothing more than bribery. They are.
But why? What sense does it make? Even in other words, when you talk about bribery, who are they bribing exactly?
They're bribing the underclass Medved who's going to continue to come here. When you give up stuff, you get more. Why? Where's going to be the reparations for the American citizens who are left over there in Afghanistan?
Okay.
I understand the trials and tribulations of all of those people separated and pulled from the arms of their parents crossing over the border, but sooner or later, there's not going to be a country. I'll put it to you this way. In my neighborhood, we had people, we called them the goody two-shoes. The goody two-shoes were those when you were getting kicked in the head with a bully. The goody two-shoes would say, hey, bully, do you need a fresh pair of boots? We have people, sometimes you included, we have people that good intention do bad things, and they create more problem. Why in the heck would we give people more money for doing nothing, regardless
okay,
of the situation?
That's, again, we have a very big problem with our legal system, which is also a system of jackpot justice. And when you read about what is going on here, this is a reflection of that. I appreciate your call, Mark, and thank you for your kind words and for your other words as well. But the idea that basically this is reparations, these are people who have been oppressed. These are people who have suffered, but they haven't suffered at the hands of the United States. They have suffered at the hands of their home countries. And they have suffered, you can say, by their own decision. And it's a desperate decision. Some people are desperate and will do anything to get into the United States. And I do believe that the U.S. needs to basically reward people when they do the right thing, but not to reward them when they've done the wrong thing. And it's the wrong thing to try to enter the United States without authorization, and then when you fail to do so, sue the United States for damaging you. Because obviously this is not people who came here to the border and then recognize, oh, well, yeah, it's going to be kind of tough to go through. And when now you have that view that when that border is looming ahead of you, and can provide some relief from the horrors that are going on in your home country, that if you try it, you get in, great, you've hit the got the golden ticket. But if you don't, now you can contact the ACLU and sue. I mean, they're saying that there are 940 cases like this already. There'd be many more if that is not provided. And this whole question of indigenous people, by the way, should they make a different immigration policy depending on whether you're an indigenous person from Central America or whether you're one of those people in Central America? And there are many people like this who are descended primarily from Spaniards and from Europeans. Should that be a racial-based thing? That's the ridiculous thing about reparations in the United States, is that we are a country... We're a country where intermarriage of every kind, including between Native Americans, I mean, the stories about trying to honor indigenous people now, how do you count to be an indigenous person? If you are 1/20th Cherokee like Elvis, and I don't believe it's more than 1/20th. I mean, remember the whole ridiculous thing with Elizabeth Warren, that President Trump kept alive by referring to her constantly as Pocahontas. The whole question of who was indigenous, and I say that because you use the term, and I think what you meant about that is native-born. There was actually a piece in the Wall Street Journal, and it related to, right now, the whole world treats Palestinians as so-called indigenous people. And they have special rights as indigenous people that Jewish people who live in Israel do not. And it's ridiculous, especially given the fact that the majority, and it's a clear majority, of the Palestinian population in the so-called occupied territories now are people who came there and immigrated there after the resettlement and the Jewish repopulation of that land began. And, in fact, the majority of people there who are living in the Middle East who identify as Arabs or Muslims of any kind, the Muslims didn't take over in the Middle East until the 7th, 8th, 9th centuries A.D. And Jewish people were there at the time. There has been a perpetual Jewish population, never been eliminated. And if Jewish people aren't indigenous to the Middle East, are they indigenous to anywhere? What's the indigenous home of Jewish people if it's not the land of Israel? And that, again, brings up this whole crazy question about how long you've lived in a certain place and how much special consideration you should make because you've been driven out of that place, in some cases, literally thousands and thousands of years ago. But that's off the subject when you talk about the taxation circus that is going on in Washington right now. The interesting thing is the so-called Bezos tax that they're talking about, the billionaire's tax. It says that the Senator Wyden, who's behind this whole movement, wants the tax to be retroactive. What would that mean and how would that work? And what is it that is shrinking the stature of the Biden administration day by day more dramatically than anything else? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved show, some of the latest from Virginia. Former President Trump teased the idea of making an appearance in Arlington on behalf of Glenn Youngkin. In a statement he released yesterday, no sign that Trump is heading toward Virginia today or tomorrow or anything like that, Jeremy, because I don't think anything could make Glenn Youngkin more uncomfortable. He's not an anti-Trumper. He's not a never-Trumper. But he's Trump's stay in Florida, please, at least for a couple of weeks longer, and weeks longer to allow him to win any election disputes that might kick up after the Virginia vote, which is supposed to be close. But the way this is reported right now, based upon the most recent news in Politico, it says Youngkin aides said they were caught off guard. Well, they were probably pulling their hair out. Trump confidants, meanwhile, were initially coy about whether he was being serious. You can always be coy about that. With staff noting his penchant for mischief-making and trolling by tweet. Aides later said Mr. Trump wasn't actually planning to stop in the Commonwealth of Virginia, at least not imminently. Youngkin released a new TV ad attacking McAuliffe ties to Dominion Energy. And I think you can do that without linking Dominion Energy to the Dominion voting machines, but still work well for appealing to people who are very, very concerned about the Dominion voting machine. As President Trump was with his long letter to the editor that was published today in Wall Street Journal. And this is actually why one of the problems involving President Trump, whether you love him or you fear him or you despise him or however you feel, they ran this letter. It's two columns, And it's under top letter under letters to the editor, President Trump responds on Pennsylvania. And he's responding on a brief mention in the Wall Street Journal where they said, look, Pennsylvania wasn't close. And it wasn't. And then Trump has all of this information, much of it very, very controversial. And the big controversy is that the Wall Street Journal just published the letter without answering it. And my guess is, strong guess, they'll probably answer it with an editorial either for tomorrow or over the weekend. But there will be an answer. There has to be. Because otherwise, what they're doing is they're just giving a great deal of space to the former president to have material like, and so much more. This is why Democrats and the fake news media do not want a full forensic audit in Pennsylvania. In reality, 80,555 ballots are nothing when there is this much corruption or voter irregularities. And again, great detail and a lot of it very controversial. There are folks who are saying that people should remember that the Wall Street Journal, like Fox News, is owned by News Corp, the whole operation involved with the Murdoch family. But also, don't forget that Murdoch himself has spoken critically about the Stop the Steal stuff and about the damaging impact on Republicans and conservatives of being perpetually involved with disputing an election that most people believe is settled. Doesn't mean that you're happy about the way that it was settled or the results of the Biden administration. And basically, part of what they're talking about also in the journal is Daniel Henninger in his Wonderland column, which he does every Thursday, and it's always must-read. He says, among the mysteries that will have to wait for White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain's memoir is what explains Joe Biden's deadline madness. Both the president and Mrs. Pelosi obviously set deadlines which come and go, eroding their credibility. Stranger still, they often peg their political deadlines to holidays occurring that everyone will notice. That part is working. Everyone's noticing, in other words. As he points out, Mr. Biden set a 4th of July deadline to have 70% of the U.S. adults vaccinated at least once against COVID-19. It failed. The president said set a September 11th deadline for U.S. troops to be totally out of Afghanistan. Then he moved it to August 31st. Advisors on all sides told him to push back the deadline to avert catastrophe. The chaos damaged his foreign policy standing. And then Speaker Pelosi set a September 30th deadline for a vote on both the infrastructure bill and the then $3.5 trillion Build Back Better bill. Official Washington stopped to watch this political equivalent of a total solar eclipse, and nothing happened. And then, citing the expiration date of the Surface Transportation Authorization, Mrs. Pelosi reset the deadline to October 31st, Halloween. Thanksgiving and Christmas await their Biden-Pelosi moment. He says, now the Biden presidency is shrinking by the day on nearly all its major goals, domestic welfare expansions, new entitlements, and climate. His approval rating with independent voters, the people who put him in office, is over the cliff. In the 2020 election, he won independents by 9 points. His approval rating among them now is 34%. It had been 38%, 34%, dropping like a rock. And where do we go with all of this? And one of the opportunities, and this is the time, particularly with the possibility of, I think, very good possibility, of Glenn Youngkin winning in Virginia. Now, he's not going to give too much credit to the National Republican Party, nor should he. If he wins this thing, it would be his victory. And in the same way that if he loses, it would be wrong to blame anybody else. Because actually, it's Terry McAuliffe who is trying to make this a national election and to avoid having to defend the Biden administration by making this an election about Donald Trump. It's one of those reasons why what we were talking about before, about Trump making a trip to Virginia at this point, is a terrible mistake, because there are so many different issues that Trump wants to bring up, most of them related to election fraud and voter fraud, and the whole idea that this is going to work for Republicans at a time when they are, according to every analysis, on the verge of winning ground, at least in Virginia, and which sets up great momentum for the year from now elections that are going to select all 435 members of the House and 34 new members or returning members of the U.S. Senate. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We have more to talk about, a brand new documentary series about an American hero. That series about Colin Kaepernick. And even CNN seems to at least introduce some questions about Kaepernick that people don't want to address. Another NBA star who's very different is Enes Kanter, who happens to be a devout Muslim. He was born in Switzerland. He's of Turkish ancestry, and by the way, he's doing the right thing. He has applied for U.S. citizenship and should get it. What is he doing and saying? Something worth noting, which we will get to. It's extraordinarily important, and so is the whole battle over education. Jason Riley explains why it is so crucial and why the Democrats have gotten their position so entirely wrong. We'll get to all of it and to more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.